I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it, rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.
It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
We get so numb to crime stories that unless it's a school shooting where the media gets really exciting, nobody seems to care. Now, if it's a school shooting, the whole world has to shut down. It's like COVID. We got to shut everything down and everyone pay attention because it's a school shooting and Democrats might win an election off of this. But you grow numb to this idea of people coming home and their doors been kicked in or their windows have been smashed out and they've been violated. There's such a sense of violation because it's your private property. It's yours. And someone just treated it like trash in the process of stealing. There used to be a rash of copper theft that I thought had tamped down. And now they'd focused on catalytic converters and jugging from the banks. But this story from KPRC Channel 2.
Inside the Cinco Ranch Dermatology's office.
This is our main hallway. Not exactly going to find any skin cancers in this light.
Dr. Kelly Cotter tries to figure out.
Who would have thought? I hadn't even heard of this. I mean, who thinks of this?
Why thieves stole hundreds of feet of copper wire from her business.
I just got the bill today. It's $27,000 for today.
Dr. Connor says this is not the first time her office has been left in the dark.
We have 20 employees that had nothing to do today. We had over 80 patients that needed to be rescheduled.
Back in February of 2021, surveillance video caught a person walking across the property on Westheimer Parkway in Katy.
You can see him like coming right up and opening the door.
Dr. Connor says they paid $25,000 to fix the problem.
And then the first day we come back after the copper's been replaced, it was gone again within a week.
The same thing happened a third time last night.
On the Ring camera, we can see the guy jumping the fence and cutting the cords. And on our neighbor's building, we can see their white pickup truck coming in about 4:30 in the morning, and they just back up.
Electricians say a pound of copper can sell for $3 to $4, which would make the heist worth a few thousand dollars. Dr. Connor says third time's a charm, but hopes the thieves aren't so lucky next time. Dr. Connors did file a report with the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office. She plans on increasing security measures around her business and hopes to reopen on Friday. Reporting in Fort Bend County, I'm Rochelle Turner, KPRC 2 News.
That story of Cinco Ranch Dermatology is a story you hear all across our community, and it's frustrating beyond belief. Dr. Kelly Connor is the dermatologist who was interviewed there. Dr. Connor?
Hi.
You sound like you're about 5 feet tall and 103 pounds.
Well, I wish I was 103 pounds.
Are you 5 feet tall?
I am about 5 feet tall, that's right.
Are you talking to me on your cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, good. Ramon just took a picture. He's got some kind of a growth on his thigh. And I don't know, or is that your calf? Is your calf? Oh, that's a big calf. My God. Even after 160 pounds, he's a big fella. It looks like a boil that would be temporary, but he's had it for a long. Can you take a peek at that while we're talking? Just put me on speakerphone. What is that? That's disgusting. You see it?
Where am I looking at this thing?
I just texted it to you. You just got a text that says, what is this? It looks, I don't mean to be crude, but this is a biological term. It looks like a nipple.
Okay.
That's on his calf.
It's not a nipple.
How do you know?
Sure. I can just tell what it is.
After Chernobyl?
That's the cool thing about DERM. We just know.
Okay. What is it then?
Well, it looks like a dermatofibroma, which is just like a little bump scar.
You're probably going to die.
No, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. I have one too.
Can you take it off? It's disgusting.
We usually just leave them alone.
So $75,000 worth of damage just to steal your copper? How many Botox shots is that?
I don't even know. A lot.
How much is a basic Botox shot? We're not even joking now.
I mean, it depends how much Botox you're going to get.
Okay, so Ramon has kind of a furrowed brow at all times. Okay.
Angry face.
Yeah, he's got like two, it's kind of a resting bitch face, but for a male. He's got two indentations. It mirrors his nose going up, just like going straight up the forehead. And it's there almost all the time, and he wants to relax that. Can you just hit that? How many Botox treatments would that take?
I mean, men usually need more because your muscles are stronger.
Mm.
So
said like a woman that gets paid for each time you do it. Are we talking
five treatments?
10 treatments?
Usually you can see it just one treatment.
So when they busted out all this copper and y'all come in, do you not find that out until y'all arrive at the office?
Well, when the power gets cut, the alarm system alerts us, but they cut the power at the very end, so by the time we can do anything about it.
Did they steal the copper? Was the copper external to your building?
Yes. It's under the ground, so it comes from the service line from Center Point and then goes under the ground and then comes up and connects to our building. So they basically cut it from our building, cut it from the service line, and then pull it out from under the ground.
Okay, so they didn't take it out of like an AC unit?
No, it's just under the ground. Like they're huge wire cables, like really heavy duty thick, and there's several of them. And
how deep were they buried?
I mean, they're deep. You can't see them. They attach them to their truck and then just drive and it pulls it.
Did you get it
right out of the ground?
Did you get a demographic profile on these individuals?
Well, we can never tell who anybody is.
Oh, I can.
Because they wear masks and I had one I caught on camera because this has happened three times. I don't know if you missed that part.
I did. No, I caught it.
Yeah.
Do I seem like a guy that doesn't pay close attention to details? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you never know.
Okay. Oh, she weighs about 100 pounds. She's such a liar. Look at her. She's a little bitty. Oh, my God. You look about 12. Oh, my goodness. Is this photo recent?
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
that's
my goodness. You're not doing
anything
on me other than Botox because you do not look experienced. You are so young. Look at this, Ramon. Yeah. No, that's her. That's her. Yep. Yep. You weigh about 105 and you look about 24 years old. Just for anybody out there in Cinco Ranch that had any ideas about coming to see you. I'm scaring them off.
Well, I love to hear it. I love to hear it.
She might be 80. This is how good she is. Oh, and she's put a little beauty mark right above her lip. Oh, very clever. Very good. Very Cindy Clifford of you. So... Now, have you been able to do anything about this? I mean, these people could just keep coming back. They've been back. They're going to keep coming back.
I know. I've put some security measures in place. I honestly don't want to reveal to the world
those are. It's very clandestine. Yeah. Very cloak and dagger. Yeah. Like an armed guard with a pellet gun.
Yeah, something like that.
Do you do hair replacement there?
No.
Eyelid lifts?
Nope.
What do you do? You're supposed to be a dermatologist.
We do check for skin cancers and cut skin cancers
boring.
Out.
Boring. Hold on.
Boring, I know.
Dr. Kelly Connor, Cinco Dermatology. Cinco Ranch Dermatology.
The Michael Berry Show.
He does look about 25, I'm not even kidding. Ramon, when you look at the word dermatofibroma, I mean, I wouldn't buy my bananas green if I were you. It just looks bad.
Wouldn't you love to be a doctor? Like if you're in a mood and you walk in and you're like, well, good news and bad news. Okay?
It's a dermatofibroma. Okay, is that good or bad?
Well, that's why I went to med school while you went to law school. Kelly Connor? Doctor.
I'm here.
You know, they like to be called doctor. But you know, doctors don't like to be called doctors as much as people with PhDs do. My theory, Kelly Connor, if you can't write me a prescription.
We don't like to be called doctors.
Yeah, if you can't write me a prescription, I'm not calling you doctor. But I'll call you doctor because you can write me a prescription. I don't call my own doctor, Jim Muntz, a doctor. And he's probably the most famous doctor in Houston. I call him Jim. Because I guess every. But I also call everybody doctor that's not a doctor. It's like a little thing I do. And when I first call a new show sponsor, and like, let's say you were Kelly Connor, owner of a machine shop, and I'd be, Dr. Connor, and you go, well, actually, I'm not a doctor. I know, that's the joke. Why do you think they're picking on you? Why do you think they saw, are you a standalone building?
Yes.
Do you own it?
Yes.
Boom, old girl's banking. You married?
Yes.
What does he do? Is he a doctor?
No, he's actually our office manager.
Oh, good. He's got his eye on
He's an engineer by trade, but he likes
Have you ever hit him with Botox?
I used to, but then I decided I kind of like the wrinkles, so
really?
He keeps them. Yeah.
See, men can get away with that because we
can
age gracefully, but women, my wife tells me this all the time, my wife went all gray, and the reason was her body had, she had a violent reaction to this hair dye. She's from India, so she has jet black hair. And so she was increasingly having this, like it was anaphylactic shock. It was the early stages of anaphylactic shock. And she would go to this Indian salon and she would do this henna. So her hair would be black and then the gray would be this reddish brown. It looked great. And it was just getting worse and worse and worse. And her dermatologist told her, Indian woman, by the way, said, you're going to kill yourself. You're going to have a reaction to this and you're going to die. And she says, well, I really like my hair black. And she said, you can't, there's no hair dye out there that she can, and everybody and every woman in her family. So she started letting it go gray. And she said, what would you think? And I said, I'd rather you be alive. I'd like us to live a long life together. So now it's gone all gray and she gets compliments everywhere she goes because she's got the body of a 25-year-old and this head of gray hair and people don't know what to make. It freaks them out. So anyway. That's your story for the day, Kelly Connor. So you mostly do, like, your old school traditional, you know, identify this skin growth.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I don't understand why you're not doing Botox.
We do that, too. We do it all.
Do you have any idea how big a business Botox is?
Yeah.
So friends of mine in Baton Rouge tell me, they now call it Brotox. There are these shops opening up, and they're killing it. And what it is it's Botox for men. I have a show sponsor called Treadwell, and they do cryo, they do IV inject, they do vitamins, they do your hair. They do everything other than Botox. And I've told them, you should do Botox. You would do it. You would kill. Between Treadwell, that center, and Low T Center, which is where Ramona and I go to get our testosterone, you got guys going to get stuff done that they never had done before. And now this Botox is increasingly dudes coming in. And you know why, Kelly? Because they're 50-year-old single dudes. Kids are out of the house. They're driving the convertible. They're getting their hair replaced. And they're getting a tan. And they're wearing a gold chain. And they want to look young. And the Botox is how they get there. They're also getting their teeth whitened, if you're wondering. So why do you think they're picking on your building?
I don't know. I mean, I bought the building from someone else, and it had been there for 20-some-odd years, and it had never been attacked before. And then since we've been in there only 2 years, it's now been 3 times. So it does feel a little targeted. But it has, I think it has good cover. Like, you can't, you can hide behind the building and not be seen on the major roads.
Mm-hmm.
So it just is a convenient spot to do this.
Do the cops tell you, I mean, if it's cost you over $75,000 to repair and reinstall, do the cops tell you what the value, the street value for the copper is?
I'm sure they have, but I just don't think about it. I only think about how am I going to get my patients seen and how am I going to keep the business going.
How long
to really
you,
look into.
How long have you had Cinco Ranch Dermatology?
It's been about 10 years.
And did you come straight out of med school to this facility?
After residency. So we get out of med school and then we go to residency, which is where you learn.
I know what residency is, Kelly Connor.
Oh, sorry.
Where did you do
Some
your residency?
Don't.
Where did you? I am obsessed with medicine. Are you kidding me? Where did you do your residency?
I was at UAMS, which is in Arkansas, Little Rock.
Uh-huh.
How'd
you like Little Rock? I think Little Rock's beautiful.
I loved it. It's a beautiful place. Mm. I absolutely loved it. The Four Seasons. And
then you came here after that?
Yeah, I came here because I grew up here.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Taylor High School in Katy.
Mm-hmm. And then where'd you go to college?
I went to Texas A&M.
Oh, good. My son just toured Texas A&M on Monday. He loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Oh,
can't get
he should go.
And
it's
then
the best.
And then med school?
UT Houston in the Texas Medical Center.
Oh, yeah. How did you... Oh, you probably know my doctor, Jim Muntz.
It sounds familiar.
M-U-N-T-Z.
But I don't...
Who shut up, Ramon. Who did you work with at UT Houston?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say because we're under... Every month we rotate through mm-hmm. a new specialty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we may have three or four different attending physicians that we... work with, so it's not any one person, it's just an experience through the whole 4 years.
You know Craig Teller?
That also sounds familiar to me.
He's pretty prominent. He has Bel Air Dermatology. He does pretty well. And I forget the woman's name at Village Dermatology, but she's friends with my wife, Indian woman. She's done very well. I can't remember. Gosh, dog it. So you started that practice from scratch. You didn't buy out somebody else's practice, or you did buy out a practice?
No, I started it from scratch.
How do you do that? How do you, on day one, you just sit around like my buddy Russell Ibarra, he opened his Tex-Mex restaurant, and it was him and his cook, and they opened the blinds, and he sat and he waited. When the first car parked, he opened the door for him. He realized I was all over him. He's so excited. So how do you get that first patient? Or do you tell your husband, all right, you be in here. That way when they come in, it'll look like I have a patient already.
We actually had our first patient call before we even had a space to see them. So we just had to write down like on a napkin, basically like the time of his appointment. And so
that's
I already
really
had him
smart
on the
because
schedule.
Then when they call in, you don't look like you just opened. Because if they call and say, I'd like to see if you have an appointment available. Yes. Then they know you're not open. But if you go, it's going to be a while until Dr. Connor can see you and you're answering the phones, then it looks like, whew, man, it's going to be 3 months till she must be good.
Yeah. Yeah, and you just put on like a British accent, like, oh, yes, Dr. Connor will be available.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, that's how it works.
I think I love her. All right, so other than what every dermatologist tells me, I have freckles everywhere because I'm overexposed to the sun. But other than limiting your sun exposure and wearing sunblock and staying out of the sun when you can help it, do you have some dermatological advice for the rest of us that is easy for us to follow that's like real?
For years, I've been bragging on the team at Allied Outdoor Solutions in Houston for the beautiful work they do to make your outdoor area, your backyard, look like a resort. Well, their business has just grown and grown organically because they do great work. Your walkways, the area around your pool, your outdoor kitchen, all of that. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. And now, over the years, it's taken 20 years, they're now in Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio. AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. 844-846-1010. Call them at 844-846-1010.
I am an addictive personality, and so I fear things to which I could become addicted, like gambling or prescription drugs. But I want to sleep better, and I want to ache less. Try, as I do, thetrustedlab.com, delivered to your home. Texas-based, completely legal CBD that has given me great results. Thetrustedlab.com.
Well, you nailed it right there. You should wear sunscreen, put it on every 2 hours, because it kind of wears off after that period of time.
I'm not gonna
avoid the sun.
It's too greasy. Cinco Ranch Dermatology, online, cincoderm.com.
The Michael Berry Show.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand? And then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl, 'cause this old man is going to town. Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business. I'm going to open up a nightclub called the Tree of Forgiveness and forgive everybody ever done me any harm. Why, I might even invite a few choice critics, those syphilitic parasitics. Buy them a pint of Smittix and smother them with my charm. 'Cause then I'm going to get a cocktail, vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm going to smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm going to kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town.
Really not sure what in the hell is going on in this country, but there's this story. About attack of the meth gator. They call it a mockbuster by a group called the Asylum. Earning $23 million its opening weekend and with sequels already being plotted out for the future, Cocaine Bear has proven that it has no natural enemy in the wild world of Hollywood, except maybe a certain alligator that finds its own reserve of illegal drugs to consume and a community to wreak havoc upon. Per Entertainment Weekly, low-budget production company The Asylum has announced their newest film, Attack of the Meth Gator, which will introduce a new terror among the countless currently existing ones to the swamps of Florida this summer. Known for such mockbuster cinematic gems like Sharknado and Transmorphers: Fall of Man, the Asylum revealed the upcoming release of Attack of the Meth Gator via the company's Twitter. It says something about the American psyche that Americans are really not happy unless they are completely frightened. That's why we were ripe for what happened during COVID. When you told people you're all going to die unless you do exactly what Fauci says, okay, you got it. And you could have told them anything. You have to stand on your front porch on your right foot with your left hand over your right eye. And your right hand, wet it first, stick it in your left ear, and you have to hum all day long. Otherwise, you're going to die. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. I read a report yesterday. Teen mental health problems at an all-time high. You think? Every news story is the end of the world. Hell, they're about to arrest our last president over absolutely nothing, and it's not even the lead story. That's what we've reached. It's the craziest story leads everything. Nobody's happy unless they're in a state of complete fervor. When I go home at night now, I turn off my phone. I wake up in the morning and I have messages from people going, "Hey, did you see this story?" No. The answer before I look is no. "Oh, you got to know what's happening. What are you so worked up about?" And you read it and you go, well, that might not have even happened. Or if it did, I got two teenagers. I cannot be worried. I don't understand why anybody goes to a movie about a meth gator or a cocaine bear.
Coming soon to a theater near you, from the makers of Cocaine Bear and Meth Gator, Universal Pictures is proud to present The Estrogen Boa Constrictor, the movie. Find out what happens when a confused and frustrated trans Everglades boa constrictor goes out on dates with men from South Florida who don't know the boa constrictor is trans. Surprise! It's gonna be a wild, shocking night filled with shame and disappointment. So don't miss Estrogen Boa Constrictor, starring Alec Baldwin and Jussie Smollett as the boa constrictor. Rated PG-13.
Down at the snake farm, it just sounds nasty, snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm, it's a reptile house.
New York PD claims that they received a call of a bomb threat to the district attorney's office in New York, threatening Alvin Bragg. I somehow imagine a few blocks away, there's Jussie Smollett on the phone.
Yes, I'm calling from MAGA country, and I am very white and very conservative and wearing a red MAGA hat, and I'm going to blow all you N-words away, okay? I'm going to kill all of y'all. I'm from MAGA. Do you understand? This is MAGA country.
I was talking to a friend, and I said, I just want them to find them. And she said, sweetie, they're not going to find them. And that just made me so angry because, so I'm just going to be left here with this?
He's left there. He was trying to get a foot long at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the guys that he hired to come down and beat him up, but not too much, met him down there, and two black guys wearing MAGA hats, 2 o'clock in the morning in an all-black neighborhood, said, "We're white guys, and this is MAGA country, and you go home, you homo." And he's so scared, nobody's going to punish him.
The Michael Berry Show.
Bullies, of course.
You done got me so nostril air the other day talking about Fruit Bowl. Oh, Lord, I remember Fruit Bowl at Ernst Stark High School back in the 70s. Fruit Bowl, the entire Tiger Stadium be champ. Fruit Bowl, go ahead, Fruit Bowl. Picture a 7-foot-tall stop sign painted black. That was Fruit Bowl. Ooh, he was black. He was so black they couldn't get an X-ray on Fruit Bowl. That boy love eating them fruits. I'ma tell you what, he could eat a grapefruit whole, swallow two bananas at the same time, and then drink some orange juice. Go ahead, Fruit Bowl. An excellent football player like Fruit Bowl would never be allowed these opportunities for advancement. These days, they got these tests they make the boys take before they can pass their class. And poor Fruit Bowl IQ was about 16. He wasn't even there. Most time, he would just stare at the cartoons. Okay, Fruit Bowl. Oh, Lord, Michael Bear, I'm going to go in there and make me a potato salad. I made one yesterday and just completely ruined it. I didn't boil the potatoes long enough, and I chopped them up, and they was just hard. You know, you mash on them, they wouldn't give. That was nasty. Ain't enough money in the world to fix that. You know what I'm saying? Tell your mama how she doing.
Y'all don't got no toilet paper up in here?
Oh my God. What button on here did I mash to turn it off?
I believe it was last week. It might have been the week before. It really doesn't matter. The two Nigerian guys who were the accomplices of Jussie Smollett. Remember, Jussie Smollett was on a TV show, and he was about to be released from the TV show. And so this whole MAGA supporters, you know, lynched him and put a noose around his neck and said, this is MAGA country, and called him a homo and almost killed him. That was all designed to make him a sympathetic character so they wouldn't be able to fire him from the show, right? Well, these two guys were extras on the show. And he'd been going to the gay bathhouses with them, and they were kind of friendly. And I guess they needed the money, and he needed two people in case there was a camera that caught this. And he took, and so these two guys, they probably got paid again. They reenacted the whole thing that happened that night with Jussie Smollett. They reenacted that for Fox Nation, and they give the commentary on how it all happened. This is not a parody. This is actual life.
They took our beautiful bench. This is where we waited for Jussie to come before we attacked them. So we got here with 10 minutes to spare, and we had to plan our escape route to survey the land. His building is actually right here, right above the stairs that we're going to attack him at. We made sure we got there at 2 a.m. sharp.
On the dot.
On the dot. We had no phones because he did not want us to bring any phones. He said, so we don't lose them. I don't know if that's really the reason, but you can deduce your own reason. So 2 a.m., he was nowhere to be found. He was not there. So we were like, damn, what do we do? We didn't have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about, what?
Four minutes. It was about four minutes. But it felt like forever.
Because it was cold as balls. So I saw him out the corner of my eye, and I was like, okay, that's him. Let's go. We gotta go get this Empire. Yeah, that's him. That's him. Is that him?
That's that neck.
Get
that neck.
Oh, he's moving fast. Come on, let's get him.
Get that neck.
Let's get him. As we crossed the street, we said, hey, to get his attention.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. He turned around, looked at us, and that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell. Hey!
Aren't you that Empire
Empire fat Nick? It's MAGA country. Yeah. And then he said, what did you say to me? And then that's when I threw the first punch at him. I held the blow, because I didn't want to hurt him, of course, so I made it look real, but I held it. Then we started tussling, moving around, and then I threw him to the ground. He wanted it to look like he fought back. That was very important for him, because he said, hey, don't just beat my ass. Make it look like I'm fighting back and whatnot. So we did that, and then I threw him to the ground. And while after I threw him to the ground, he had no bruise. I wanted it to look more real. So then I threw him to the ground. After I threw him to the ground, I used my knuckle and gave him a noogie. So I went like this. Why did I do that? To give him a scar, to give him a mark, to make it look real, like he really did get his ass beat. After I did that, I fake kicked him. I don't know what he was doing. I wasn't paying attention.
That's where I came around with the bleach, the infamous bleach in the hot sauce bottle, poured it on his shirt. Then I finally put the rope around his face. I did not put it around his neck. I just placed it on his face, and that's when we took off.
Jussie Smollett planned that whole thing. Those two guys have now admitted. They've now told their whole story, told how much they got paid. They fled late that night to Nigeria so they would be out of the country. But, of course, there's a flight log to prove all this. What do they have? What interest do they have in lying? How do they know all the details of what happened that weren't made public? One of the police officers who first arrived on scene at his unit, they immediately started raising questions because, for instance, he had the noose around his neck. but the noose was little more than fishing string. And he kept saying to them, "Do you see the noose around my neck? I still have the noose around my neck." Seasoned officers are going, "Yeah, okay, we can take the string from around your neck now." "No, take a picture so we can prove what they did to me, these MAGA monsters." Everything about this thing was a scam. Everything was a scam. And then you'll remember, was it Kim Fox, the district attorney, refused to prosecute him? And then remember, Michelle Obama got involved to protect him. And then remember, Kamala Harris came out. This was during the campaign. She came out and said, "We believe Jussie. We have to stand behind Jussie. This sort of thing is going on across the country all day, every..." No, it's not. No, it is not. There are not white people at 2 o'clock in the morning in downtown Chicago grabbing an able-bodied black dude, putting a noose around his neck, calling him the N-word and every term for a homo, and telling him it's MAGA country, and leaving him like that after spitting on him. That's not happening. Let me tell you what is happening. What is happening is black people are terrorizing other white people, and mostly black people, in the major cities of every major city in this country, and everybody knows it. But nobody wants to say it. Everybody knows it. Because it might affect whether we can elect a black mayor or a black county commissioner, or whether we have a black police chief. Because everything has to be black, because blacks are being so badly treated. Except they're not, except by blacks. And it's bullcrap. And so what you've got is white people fleeing this, or afraid to speak out because they'll lose their job, or they'll be harassed, or they'll be picketed. But it's true. Everybody knows it's true. Everybody.
If you like the Michael Berry Show and podcast, please tell one friend. And if you're so inclined, write a nice review of our podcast. Comments, suggestions, questions, and interest in being a corporate sponsor and partner can be communicated directly to the show at our email address, michael@michaelberryshow.com, or simply by clicking on our website, michaelberryshow.com. The Michael Berry Show and podcast is produced by Ramon Robles, the King of Ding. Executive producer is Chad Nakanishi. Brad Gloria is the Baron of Booking for guests and provides voices. Jim Mudd is the creative director. Script writer, parody producer, and Lord of Laughter is Kenny Webster Jr., a.k.a. Producer Kenny. Voices, jingles, tomfoolery, and shenanigans are provided by Chance McLean. Director of research is Sandy Peterson. Emily Bull is our assistant. Listener and superfan contributions are appreciated and often incorporated into our production. Where possible, we give credit. Where not, we take all the credit for ourselves. God bless the memory of Rush Limbaugh. Long live Elvis. Be a simple man, like Lynyrd Skynyrd told you, and God bless America. Finally, if you know a veteran suffering from PTSD, call Camp Hope at 877-717-PTSD, and a combat veteran will answer the phone to provide free counseling.
I have a buddy named Ray Briers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard, Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.